anybody have skates on? Anybody have skates on this morning? Very good. Thank you. How many of you found Level Acres a little bit slippery? Can we give Josiah Skinkle a major hand clap this morning? Making our driveway and our parking lot beautiful. So today's a big day, and I know that you probably first service is going to be a little lean because everyone's, it's kind of scary out there. We want to thank all those that have braved the weather. We have, the young man came all the way from Rochester this morning. So we have Rochester represented. We also have Andover represented. We have Mansfield, Pennsylvania represented. It's all the local folk. Come on now. So I just want to thank God that you're here safe. It's going to be a great day. Virginia's represented. It's going to be a great day. We're going to make some announcements throughout the day for you. It's our 20-year anniversary. I don't know about you, that's exciting. All the different miracles that have happened and occurred are great. Am I taking that or what's happening?
Yeah. It's a Pesach wrap.
So we're going to worship the Lord this morning. Then we're going to give you some announcements throughout the time. And we've got a special thing that you're going to be able to take home with you today that will show you how to better connect divine connections with the kingdom of God. Today, everybody watching by live stream, we're excited you're watching. And you want to be part of the announcements because you're part of the family. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your anointing. God, we know that people are struggling to get to your house this morning. We release the angels right now in the name of Jesus to surround and protect every one of them by the power of God. Lord, get them all here for the 11 o'clock service as we get ready to make some announcements, Father, of great things that you're doing in this house. Lord, today as we worship you, saturate us with your anointing. God, overwhelm us with your presence. Speak to us, Holy Spirit, that we may truly understand where you have us, what you have for us, and where you want us to be. We love you, Holy God. We just give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Let's worship together.
Who's ready to celebrate in the joy of Jesus this morning? I'm so excited. It looks a little thin up here this morning. Can you guys fill it in? I know some people want to get out of your seats and come celebrate with us. Yeah, let's go. Okay. Let's
one,
do this.
Two, one, two, three, four. Intro.
Overcome the world. You're the joy. this morning.
My strength,
my strength,
my strength,
my strength.
Oh, the joy.
For Jesus. So I want to try something a little bit, okay? I want everybody to just move down this way. Just move down this way. Just keep going. Keep going. There we go. Now it looks like people over here kind of feeling them too. Okay, can I see you clap? Like this, and no matter what the doctor says. us your Holy Spirit so that we can take anything that comes towards us, Jesus. Thank you for being our confidence. Thank you for being our joy and our peace. Thank you for not giving us a spirit of fear, but for giving us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. We have nothing to fear if we have you. Thank you, Jesus.
Our hearts long for to be known.
Lord's healing some people this morning. There's an individual in your right side. It's about 3 inches lower than your sternum in your intestines. You're having problems. The Lord is releasing healing right now in the name of Jesus. I believe it's diverticulitis. I'm just going to say that. I just really sense that's what it is. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I eradicate that pocket in Jesus' name. And God, I command right now all portions of that intestinal sidewall to be healed by the glory of God in Jesus' name. There's another individual having a problem with your sciatic nerve on your right side. It's through your fanny going down your leg. You ready? God's going to just shrink it. Father, I just right now come against, Lord, inflammation. And I command right now the pain. Get ready. Go. In Jesus' name. Another individual around your ankle. If I grab the back of your ankle on both sides, there's that pain right in that area. And God's releasing that right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for healing. There's another individual having problems with your right thumb at the base of the joint, not middle, but all the way down to the base coming into your hand. God is healing you and restoring you right now in the name of Jesus. There's another individual having slight chest pains right here, right in the middle of your chest, right dead set in your breastbone. It's not major pain, but it's keeping you up. You're actually stepping into worry. You're allowing the enemy to do that. Father, I just speak right now in the name of Jesus that, Father, whatever the cause is, it doesn't matter the cause. It matters what the effect is going to be when we're done praying. So, God, in Jesus' name, we command the cause of that pain to dissipate and disappear. And, Father, that they'll be healed in Jesus' name. I bind that spirit of fear right now that keeps coming on them, Lord, that even starts bringing them into fret. And, Lord, I come against that spirit, you foul thing. Loose them in the name of Jesus. For perfect love casts out all fear for the glory of God. Lord, we thank you for your goodness in our life. Lord, you care about every single need in us. Lord, if there's one person healed in the room, every single person can be healed in the room. Lord, for you don't love one more than the other. So, Lord, today, whatever sickness is represented here, we come against it in the name of Jesus and declare that by your stripes we were healed 2,000 years ago. It's already completed. And we receive it the same way we receive salvation for the glory of God. And everybody said, amen. Amen. How many of you love the Lord this morning? Amen. Why don't you go find somebody you don't know? And I know it's a little bit quieter this morning. Go find somebody you don't know and shake their hand and say, hey, I've never met you before. My name is... Come on, be friendly today. Be friendly. Thank you.
So how many spots do we have left over? Seriously? Can you be serious just for once?
What are you talking about?
Hey guys, we still have a couple spots available for the Marriage Encounter April 12th to the 14th. If you have yet to sign up, please see us or go to the hub to sign up.
Hey, we're having our next water baptism February 25th. We'll be having it for both 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. services.
What are you doing?
We do
full submersion baptisms here. I don't understand why you do these things that just waste time. You're so weird. Why?
You can sign up online by going to histabernacle.com/baptism, or you can go right to the hub.
Praise the Lord. I have some exciting news for you. We want to make the very first announcement. Is that all right? The very first announcement. What's very exciting is the destiny statement of His Tabernacle Family Church. Many people don't realize that we definitely know where we're going. You know, there are a lot of folks that are lost. They have a good heart, but they don't know or have a clear destination, a destiny where God has taken them. I want to read this to you. It's our destiny statement, and this is what it says. This is who we are going to be in the next 10 years. His Tabernacle Family Church will become a multi-site, regional gathering place where thousands of people from every culture will experience God's love, acceptance, and forgiveness through His people. Our focus is clear. Win people to Jesus Christ in the marketplace. Every child, youth, and adult will be empowered through the practical teachings from the Word of God to become future leaders in the church, family, government, business, education, arts, and media. We'll develop hundreds of connection groups that will build a sense of community. We will also reach out externally by starting ministry centers in surrounding communities. Our commitment to develop future leaders from within will be done through growing the educational department of Next Steps, Rock Solid Faith, and Regent Bible Institute. In order to handle the growth of the people coming to Christ, our current property will become a ministry campus that will include a 1,999-seat sanctuary, New York State law stuff, with state-of-the-art audio and visual technology, parking, sporting fields, and educational facilities. You know, this was written many years ago, and God laid it on my heart many, many years ago when we first launched this church 20 years today. Where we'd be and what we would do. I remember local pastors telling me, don't get your hopes up. Every church hits 200, they split. You know, don't get excited. And I said, it's very simple. This is not my church. This is His church. And His church doesn't subtract or divide. That's never God. It always adds or multiplies. Can I hear an amen? And so one of the portions of this is His Tabernacle Family Church will become a multi-site regional gathering place where thousands of people from every culture will experience God's love. If you look up on the walls, you'll see a bunch of flags. Those flags are representing the different communities and cultures that are in our church. In fact, there are over 20 nations. I believe there are five more that need to go up. 20 nations that are in this church in the middle of a cornfield. Well, why is that? Because I believe God's house should not be African-American or Caucasian or Latino or any other cultural background. I believe that every church should be the face of heaven. And that is completely full of every dynamic that's on this earth created in His image. So here's the announcement. We're excited. About 4 weeks ago, well, I'm actually going to go back a little bit longer. 23 years ago, my wife and I started a church in Ithaca. And then I went on the road as an evangelist. I had set a pastor in order and some things had occurred, and a missionary or a guy came in and kind of really messed things up. And so there was a breach. What we had started there in Ithaca 23 years ago actually was named His Tabernacle. And it didn't continue. It continued with them, but not with us. About a month ago, I got a phone call that the pastor of that church, and he and I had reconciled relationship. He was in the hospital. And so I decided to go visit him. He was getting an operation. That morning when I got up in my spirit, I heard absorb. Well, I really didn't know what that meant, except dealing with the church. And so I went to the hospital and spent some time with him. And then I said to him, because he was going to be down like 3 months, I said, what are you doing with the church? We can help you. And he said, well, I resigned in December. And my head said, see, you missed it. You didn't understand what God was saying. So I'm getting ready to leave. I'm getting ready to leave the hospital. And his wife says, can I follow you out? And I said, absolutely. She said, Pastor, and I told her about Absorb. And she said, Pastor, is it possible that you can come? I'm still on the church board. Can you come with me on Wednesday? I'd love for you to meet the church board with us. And we met with them. We explained to them, as they were in a position where they needed some authority and needed some direction and needed a pastor. They had come to a place where they actually said, would you be willing to absorb us? Well, I said, you know, you need to know that that's not a small statement for you. That means you're not going to have a church board any longer. That means you'll have no authority, no control over any finances. You'll lose your name you've had for 23 years. You'll become a His Tabernacle Family Church. Last Sunday, the church board voted to abolish, to be completely absorbed into His Tabernacle Family Church. And so we have our very first multi-site that will be launched actually next week up in Ithaca. We're actually announcing it this morning. That's where Pastor Rhonda is and Pastor Chad and some of our team is up there. They're going to be announcing that. And in second service, I'm sorry, but they only have one service. But in second service, we're going to go live stream in their service. And we're going to welcome them to be part of our family, as part of His Tabernacle Family Church, Ithaca. So today, we are declaring and launching off and starting the very first multi-site church for His Tabernacle Family Church in Ithaca, New York, 609 West Clinton Street. And it's going to be just absolutely exciting. Can you give God a hand clap for fulfilling His vision? It's not a man's vision, it's God's vision. I'm so excited what the Lord is doing. God knows our hearts. We've been sowing for 20 years in this place. Many of you don't know, but let me give just a quick little rundown. 20 years ago, when we launched this church, we were going to the malls. Now, some of you might remember cassette tapes. Does anybody remember what a cassette tape is? You've just aged yourself. Glory to God. I remember going to the mall when we were starting this church, and we would get a kiosk, and we'd start handing out free cassette tapes to come and inviting people to His Tabernacle Family Church. I remember every parade. I remember being in the parades in the cold and being in the parades in the rain and making sure we were at the county fair. In fact, 1 year we couldn't afford to do the county fair. The county fair called us and said, you've been here so many years, we're going to pay for your church's table to come and participate with the county fair. Year after year after year, we've sown and we've sown and we've sown. And I just know that this year is going to be a mighty year of harvest. You know, there was a statement made. It was this. The problem, the devil doesn't care if you sow as long as you never reap. The devil does not care. You can sow, but if you never bring it in a harvest, then he really doesn't care, because he knows that your seed is laying out in the field and it's never producing fruit. And you see, this is a year we're going to start seeing great harvest. Not little harvest, but great harvest. I'm believing that by Christmas, there'll be 1,000 souls every single Sunday morning in the building. Amen? Not just online and visiting. In the building every single Sunday morning. We have great vision in this place, and the vision is loving people. Remember, we do three things here. Can you shout it out loud with me? We love God, we save souls, and we develop leaders. Can you say that with me again? We love God, we save souls, and we develop leaders. One more time. We. That's all we do here. That's all we do. And I want you to know that even in this house, we're on the third generation of leaders right in this house. young people that have grown up in here, and Mackenzie's one of them. Mackenzie grew up in this house. As I believe she started coming when she was 12 years old. And today she's the worship leader at His Tabernacle Family Church. I love watching the development of leaders and maturity and seeing God take your babies. Now listen, if you got babies, we're believing and we know they'll be the next leaders of His Tabernacle Family Church. Isn't that exciting? So we want to make sure we train them up right. Isn't that awesome? So today, let's just say a prayer together as Pastor Rhonda, Pastor Chad will be preaching today. And that God will bless them and pour their spirit out in that church. Now, you got to remember this. They're giving up 23 years of their history. So it's brave for them. That's brave. That's hard for them. But we're believing, God, that they're going to feel the love of this house so strong that for them it will be no big deal to switch, amen, and to move into a new place in their life. Father, we pray for the church in Ithaca. God, we thank you that you have given us the privilege of being a multi-site church. God, we thank you that the arms of this church are not just reaching around the world via live stream and training pastors and ministers and, Lord, our churches in Mexico. But, God, we thank you that even today you are establishing something that you set in order 23 years ago. Father, I thank you for something coming all the way around back to the beginning, that the original DNA of the house will rise up, and that, Father, we will take Ithaca by storm, and that, God, your word will be heard. Lord, signs and wonders will be known, that sinners will be saved, that leaders will be developed, and that, God, we will shake that city at its root. Lord, you've heard so many people say, oh, Ithaca is so evil, but the light is always greater than darkness. And we thank you, God, that there's nothing impossible for you, and that Jesus, the church that is willing to shine, God, is the church that will brow back the devil so he has no authority in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for this people and your church. Lord, as we're unifying the two, we thank you, God, that, Lord, they will feel the love of this house, the support of this house. Lord, we ask that you'll help them. Some of them, Lord, have been there from the beginning. Lord, they're struggling. We ask that you'll speak to their hearts. Lord, put a peace in their life that they may run this new vision with great passion. In the name of Jesus, and everybody said, amen.
Good morning. Good morning, His Tabernacle. I have a big mouth, but I really think you need to turn me on. Can you hear me? Hello, good morning, good morning. Sure. Never mind, good morning. God is so good and always faithful to actually always complete the work that he's begun. And he never starts something and doesn't finish it. And although it may tarry, it always comes. So we can always be of good heart and good courage, knowing that our God is always faithful. Isn't he awesome? Can we give God a shout of praise for his completion of his work? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. On behalf of Pastor Spencer and Pastor Rhonda, we would like to welcome you this morning. I'm Pastor Pelko, and we are so excited that you chose to be in the house of God this morning. There is no better place to be than in the company of Jesus with other believers. So we welcome you, and we would like to welcome our live stream audience. I know some people are in Mexico right now watching, people on vacation, people from all over that are tuning in because they do not want to miss the move of God in their life. So we welcome you. We would also like to welcome our guests this morning. If we have any guests in the house, please raise your hand. We have a gift to you for you that we would love to give to you. We have some guests over here. We have a guest right here in the front. We have some guests over here on the left. Any other guests in the house this morning? Guests back here, keep your hands up. Praise the Lord. We have guests over on this side. Keep your hands up. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep those hands up. They're going to come around and they're going to bring you a gift. We would also like to invite you right over here to a guest reception directly after service. We have refreshments, and our heart is just to get to know you. We believe in relationship in the way that Jesus believed in relationship, and that is the heart of who we are here at His Tabernacle. So how many of you are 18 to 30 years old? Yeah, hold those hands up. Okay, you have an awesome opportunity tonight. We have awakened young adults. How many of you 18 to 30 year olds, you love waffles? right? Especially when you can top it with all the stuff that's really terrible. It's so yummy. Well, tonight you are going to be invited to Awaken for a waffle bar. And it's from 6 to 8. So make sure that you come on out tonight, 6 to 8 for the waffle bar and fellowship with other young adults. I would like to then turn it over for the offering.
Usually Pastor Rhonda does this part. So I'm excited to be able to, we fight over this portion. You know, there's nothing more exciting than talking about how God wants you blessed and not cursed. You know, there's a poverty mentality that's permeated the church, and that is that to be poor means you're more spiritual. I'll turn to someone and say, that is a lie from hell. That is a lie from hell. That is absolutely not true. In fact, I know people that are poor, and I know people that are rich. I know people that are poor that are miserable, and I know people that are rich that are miserable. I know people that are poor that are happy, and I know people that are rich that are happy. Money does not have any bearing on that. That is a matter of the heart. Can I hear it? Amen. Someone once said to me, oh, Pastor, you know, I don't dare to have God bless me too much because then, you know, I might take my eyes off of Jesus. Well, listen, if you'll take your eyes off the Lord because of money, it's not the money that took your eyes off the Lord. You had a heart problem from the beginning. Amen. God desires you to be blessed. Why? Because he wants you to have more than enough. Shout, more than enough. Living this hand to mouth is not God's will. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 9 and 10 says this. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. And he will fill your barns with grain, and your vats will overflow with good wine. You see, God wants you blessed. And today I just want to challenge you. There must be a shift from this poverty mentality that has permeated the church world. And get back to understanding that the dreams that God deposited in your spirit are not there to lay and die. They're there to rise and to live. And in that, God wants you blessed with enough finances to accomplish the vision, as well as personal and corporate. I challenge you to be a tither. There are many folks in the house that are not tithers, and I would challenge you to step into obedience with the Word of God. What does that mean? That means that you couple with heaven. That means that God, then, he is responsible to rebuke the devourer. So I challenge you today to become a tither. If you've never done this, this might be your very first day to be a tither for the kingdom of God. Now, many people give online already, and we thank you for doing that. Can I challenge you that when it's time to give, I see my son do this too, and Pastor Obi, they come with their phone and they tap the offering bucket. You know why? Taking that walk is important because that is your declaration of faith that you are obeying God and that you're expecting as you tithe and seed a great harvest for your life. Amen? Can you say this with me? I just want you to repeat this. I love this. I just quoted it. Here we go. Honor the Lord with all your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, that you are intricately involved in every aspect of our life. Now, God, finances. Lord, this is one of the ones that is so most difficult to release our fingers from. But Lord, when we find that you are truly the source of our life, that Father, that you are the one who takes care of us. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed out begging for bread. That God, we can rely upon you. And Lord, we can trust you. God, if we can trust you with our soul, we can trust you with the finances. For you are, Lord, the owner, Adonai. And we honor you this morning. So Lord, as we give, we thank you that you're going to pour out your spirit in our finances, rebuke the devourer, and let people see increase the very first week for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen? Stand to your feet with us this morning. If you're a guest in the house, we usually bring our offerings to the Lord. So you'll find bins up here. If you don't have anything to give, dig around, find some lint in your belly button. Let that be your first seed and give to Jesus. Amen? Shout it out loud with me, Deuteronomy. I'm blessed going in, and I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse, and I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up, because I'm a child of God. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Come on and bless the Lord with your tithe and your offering this morning. If you're watching by live stream, this is your moment. Don't drop it. Don't just step and watch us. It's time for you to start giving online today. All over the world, it's time for you to get and hit that give button and be a tither and a seeder. If this is your house, rate online. Jehovah has the final say. Man, I tell you, when you serve God, it totally is different from living life on your own. And I love the fact that God is faithful. Amen? Turn to somebody and say, God is faithful. That is right. He really is a faithful God, and he's one you can trust. This is the year of... This is the year of... Come on now. I said, this is the year of... Divine connections. Now, what's important to recognize, I didn't say network marketing. I didn't say that we're going to just go find and meet a few people. No, no. We're talking about divine connections. These are connections that God brings in your life divinely from heaven to accomplish propelling you forward to the vision and the purpose for your life. It is time, high time. I don't care how many years you've been serving Jesus. If you do not have a clarity of vision in your life and a direction of where you're going, not only individually but corporately, then there must come an epiphany. There must come a revelation, an apocalypse for your life. You must have this eye open, that spiritual eye, so that you can see the destination that God has for you. You see, so many people, God has been bringing divine connections in their life, but they've been sitting in the terminal because they don't recognize them. One of the big parts about connections is recognizing your connection. Now, when you go to the Detroit airport, I've been using Detroit airport for the last few weeks. When you go to the Detroit airport and it tells you that you're leaving from A57, let me tell you what you're going to do when you get to A57. You're going to look up on that board and make sure it says Elmira. Because if it says Timbuk4, you're probably not going to stay at that gate. You see, until you recognize the correct gates, until you recognize the connections, you're always going to be one that's wondering if you're in the right posture and place. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. There's a lifestyle that God has for you that's beyond normal American Christianity, where we come to church and we go home and we read our Bible every once in a while, but we really get spiritual when hell starts licking our toes. But God wants you to have a lifestyle where it's normal to live in him. In him we live and move and have our being. And the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. Will you know him so deeply and desperately that you are the individual that he will say, listen, here's your connection. Here's your next spot. This is what I have for you. Don't miss it, because when you miss it, you end up waiting for the next one to come. Our verse for the year is found in Mark chapter 16, verse 20. And God says this. He said, and they went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord working with them. Say that with me. The Lord working with them. Say that with me. The Lord working with them. You're a tough crowd this morning. Say it with me. The Lord. Very good. One more time. The Lord working with them. Now say it this way. The Lord working with me. See, that's important, that we understand that these divine connections are just not something for somebody else, but they're for you, because God wants to work with you. You are an intricate plan of heaven to be released on this earth. It is not about you and I just surviving, but it's about you and I living a life of success and blessing. What is true success? Success is truly doing the will of God. When you stand before the Lord and he says, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," that is true success. So it's imperative that you and I get back to this plan and understand that God wants to work with you specifically. Acts chapter 2, verse 42 says this, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and prayers." Today I want to talk about, in divine connections, we've been talking about the church. How many people, and we went over this a few weeks ago, where many people don't look and are not participating or connected with the church. They look at God, they love God, they like the idea of heaven. They like the idea of living, but they truly are not connected with his church. The problem with that is that church is not man's idea. Church was God's idea. Can I hear an amen? And because it's God's idea, abandoning God's idea is not an option if you're a believer. Wow, that was weak. If you're a believer, abandoning God's principles is not an option. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Now, we don't like the word obedience, but the truth is, especially in these last days, you have to be obedient quickly or you miss your connections. You must take directions clearly or you end up missing your connections. And when you miss connections, the challenge of it is when will I get my next one, or will it even come? So there's a need for us to make sure that in the principles of divine connections with the church, that we're not somebody visiting the church, we're not somebody that's just watching the church, but we are actually connected to God's house, connected to the vision, connected with passion. The Bible says the job of the fivefold ministry gifts found in the book of Ephesians chapter 11 through 16. And he said, Jesus gave gifts to men, first the apostle, the prophet, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist, for the working, to teach them to work the work, the ministry, and then to bring them to unity and to bring them to maturity. So the visual of what a real church is that you must be connected to is that you're seeing those things happen within the body of Christ. People have asked me for years, Pastor, how do I know if I'm in a good church? It's simple. There should be people getting saved. The average church in America sees less than one soul saved a year. There should be people getting saved. There should be people getting healed, amen, people delivered, people restored, work of the ministry, amen. That is a sign of a healthy church, because when the pastor, the apostle, the pastor, the teacher, and the evangelist, and the prophet do their job, they will equip you for the work of the ministry, bring you to maturity, and bring you to unity. What do we mean by unity? That means we're all moving as one. You see, when we move as one, then there's nothing that can stop us. There's no devil in hell, for one shall put 1,000 to flight, but two shall put 10,000. We put our hands to the plow. There's nothing that can constrain us, nothing that will restrain us, nothing that will hold us back. We will run forward because of momentum and synergy. There's a need for the church to arise with unity, and this is what the devil is working overtime to accomplish in the church world today, and that is to disconnect, to short circuit your relationship with the local church. If the devil can get you disconnected from the local church, you will be that single strand that will not cover what you need to cover. We work as one. Can I hear an amen? Amen. Somebody next to you is different. Turn to someone and say, you are very different. Amen. Can I hear a witness? You are very different. But you see, our differences are not weakness. Our differences are strength. Because the different threads put together the robe that will allow us to be covered, especially, as we know, when it gets really cold. There's a need for the church to recognize that the moment you become disconnected from the local church, the devil is working strongly in your life to destroy your relationship with the Lord. Many people have said to me, well, Pastor, I don't need to go to church to go to heaven. And that is absolutely true. You do not need to go to church to go to heaven, but you do need to go to church to grow up. You do need to church to be able to get the vision that God has placed in your life to be propelled from you. Someone said to me, well, I just stay at home and I watch Creflo Dollar on TV. Well, listen, I love Creflo too. But the fact is that that's not church. One person called me and said, well, I just want you to know I've moved on. I said, where'd you move to? She says, well, I'm watching a TV evangelist. And I said, well, praise the Lord. She said, but I'm not feeling well. I said, then call him. They don't know who you are. They're not going to come visit you. There's a connection that has to happen in the local assembly where you are part of the body of Christ and your gifts are being used and God is using your life to bless other people. Can I hear an amen? You can't bless other people when they're watching or you're watching television. I said that to the live streamers. Amen. There are times you need to live stream, but man, if you're live streaming and not coming to the house of God, then you're missing it. Because you're not allowing somebody else to enjoy the gifts that God has given you. See, this is not about ourselves. Can I hear an amen or oh my? This is about us living our life for Christ. And how did Christ live? I love it. He gave his life for us. You see, when we give our life, we will gain our life. Jesus said, if you want to save it, you must lose it. The more we lose our life in Christ and allow the connection to come to the local body, what happens is the gifts that he's given you will start to manifest through the rest of the church. Bruce Girardi is just a phenomenal example of this. Brother Bruce, hey, come on over here, Brother Bruce, you and your bald head. Brother Bruce is a great man of God. Now, I remember when Brother Bruce, he was kind of rough. You were kind of rough, weren't you? You were rough. But for years, that is really nice. I mean, did you shave that? Brother Bruce has been such a blessing for years. How many of you have ever seen the examples that happen up beyond here? You know, for years, in fact, Pastor Banfield, come on up here too. These two were my original SWAT team. What is a SWAT team? It was the group of men and ladies that got together, mainly men at this point, that got together and they did all of the examples, all the visuals. You behave yourselves. The 40-foot whale. How many of you remember the preaching of the 40-foot whale? I preached out of a 40-foot whale. Remember that? That was fun, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it was Marge. Where's Marge? Marge, come up here. You've been here a long time. Hurry up, Marge. We're waiting for you. And what's amazing is recognizing how the gifts work together. Marge is a phenomenal artist. And then you have Brother Bruce will do anything. And Pastor Banfield will do anything. And one day, Pastor Banfield, I was looking at him and said, I need somebody to work with men. And he says, I'll work with men for just a short time till you find somebody else. And so he left the SWAT ministry and he started working with the men's ministry. Now that's been, what, 8 years? A long time. And then all of a sudden, there's a man that came to the church. His name is Dan Flatt. And we talked to Dan Flatt, and Dan Flatt said, I'd like to do that. So now we have, listen, this is where your gifts come a big part of the local body. Whatever gifts you have, you'll find where they connect with the church. And then all of a sudden, you're not just somebody watching the church grow. You're helping build the church. You're helping people within the church. How many of you have enjoyed the examples that they've built over all these years? Amen. Thank you. It's exciting to realize that every one of us play a major part in the body of Christ. You see, the divine architect, everybody say divine architect. God is the divine architect of his church. Recognizing that God is the one who created the church, not man. Now, man has done a really good job messing it up. But God clearly designed the book of Acts to be our architectural drawing of how he wants his church to be and to grow. And today we're not sitting here just hoping it works out, but we can literally open the Bible and see God's plan of what he wants his church to look like so that we, the body of Christ, can truly make the same difference that they did all the way back there in the book of Acts. You see, I believe that God wants to add to his church daily. I believe that God wants to multiply his church. I believe that God wants multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of people born again. I believe that God wants your mom saved. I believe that God wants your dad saved. I believe that God wants your baby saved. I believe that God wants your auntie and uncle saved. I believe that God wants the workers that you work with saved. I believe that God even wants those who you hate saved. It's time to recognize that we are the hand of heaven on this planet. And as we are working in the divine connections of being the local body of Christ, that we are the ones that when we move, it brings change to the region. The plan from the divine architect, he said, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And then he said, I'll work with you. That was Mark chapter 16. He then says in Acts 1:8, he said, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Jesus said, go tarry in Jerusalem till you receive the promise of the Father. So they all huddled up, 120 of them, in the upper room, and they started waiting for what they did not know. And on the 10th day, a supernatural manifestation of God happened within that place. The power of heaven descended in that room with a mighty wind and also flames of fire over each one of their heads. And the Bible says that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Peter then spilled out and he walked out into the crowd. You see, at that time, Jerusalem was having the Feast of Pentecost. There were about 2 million plus people in the city, and Peter stood out there, and they started mocking him. But Peter said, these men are not drunk as you suppose, but they're filled with the Holy Ghost. And then he started to preach the gospel, that gospel that Jesus preached. He started preaching that Jesus Christ came, he lived a sinless life, and that he died on a cross, and that he rose again. And man, Peter even got a little bit strong in that message, and he started looking at them and saying, you better repent. That day, there was a move of God, and something changed in the atmosphere. You see, this was the day that the church launched. Just like 20 years ago, this is the day that the church launched. Just like in Ithaca this morning, this is the day that that church will launch. You see, the launching day is a day to remember. It's a day to look back on and to see how God set it up. For if God has built his house, the gates of hell shall not prevail. It's time to recognize that this is not about religion. This is about the kingdom of God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When you recognize what this is about, it's no longer about nice little religious church stuff, but this is about the kingdom of God marching on and taking back what the devil has stolen. You and I don't have a right to change the architectural designs. I preached a portion of this last fall. There are many churches that have changed the architectural design of the church to become more relevant. I don't need to be relevant. I need to have more power. I don't need to be relevant to the world. The world needs to catch hold of this truth, and that is that without Jesus Christ, there's no name under heaven which while you shall be saved. For if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So desperately, the devil is working kindly, strongly in your life to pull you away from the plan of God so that you will be one that's not part of the fabric of the house. Turn to someone and say, my divine connection is Jesus and the house. So important that you recognize this. Amen. No, you can preach on that thing. Need help preaching this morning. This is so powerful because what's again happened, national statistics, the average Christian only goes to church one out of every 3 weeks. There's no way to feel connected to something if you're just a visitor all the time. We have folks that have been in this church over a decade that are still visitors. They're not connected. They come when they want to come. They leave when they want to leave. There is no accountability. There is no connection to the church. They're just visitors. They like it. They say it's nice. It's their church. Pastor Dan will call somebody and he'll say, you know, just checking up to make sure you're okay. Haven't been here for 3 years. And they'll say, well, I never left. I've always been there. That's my church. But it's not your church if you haven't been here. It's not your church if you haven't been connected. Well, I'm part of the body of Christ. Yes, you are, but you're all by yourself. All by yourself. This is a challenge with the church. Because the enemy, this is not something that's just happening because we live in America. This is a diabolical plot to make sure that your divine connection to the church has been short-circuited so that you are not running on the full power of God. Therefore, you are just one that's making it to heaven. But God never called you to make it heaven. God called you to live on this earth in success. God called you to live on this earth to work with Him. God called you to work and to live and to have the gifts that He has given you to be working in other people's lives. It is important that we recognize that without being connected divinely to the church, that we are not going to fulfill God's destiny for our lives. The Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, Christ is also the head of the church, which is His body. He is the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. So He is first in everything. You see, this is the powerful part about the blueprint. When an architect has a blueprint and it's been engineer stamped, the people who are building it do not have the right to change the design. In fact, it's illegal to change the design of an architect's drawing that has been stamped, engineer stamped. It is illegal to change that without getting a revamping of the original. But the one thing I have found is God has never revamped the original of the church. That God's plan has not changed, it has always remained the same. Because God does not think in era. God thinks in eternity. So when God created, architecturally drew up what He wanted His church to become, it was not something that was just going to survive in the first century church. But God said if it will work then, it will work now. And if we'll walk in how God planned it, how the engineer planned it, how the owner planned it, how the designer planned it, then we will find the same results that happened in Acts happening here. You see, I don't know about you. I want results. I don't know how these pastors do it. I know there are a lot of them, and I love them, and I minister to them, and I help them. But some of them have been in the same church for 20 years with the same 15 to 20 people. I would chew my arm off and throw it to the dogs. Because if you don't see results, there's something sick. Where there is no growth, there's something wrong. Where there is no development, there's something out of place. If you take a baby and they are 27 years old and the same size that they were when they were a baby, we all know intellectually there's been a problem. There's something in the developmental stage. There's something in the brain. There is something in the body that is not working properly to allow it to develop as a normal process. And you see, God has set forth the normal. It's called the Word of God. I don't know about you. I love the Bible. The Bible is my blueprint. And the blueprint of heaven is so very, very clear. And it says this. If you want the church to grow, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayer. You see, I believe that if we follow the plan of God, that the church has no choice but to grow. You're going to be tough, but I'm going to pull you through. That if we, the body of Christ, turn to someone, say, that means you. Tell somebody else, that means you. If we, the body of Christ, obey God's word and the blueprint that He has set in order, the church can only do one thing, and that is grow. I do not want this church to remain the size it is. I do not want us to remain where we are right now. I'm believing God for 1,000 people by Christmas. Is that feasible? Is that possible? Oh, my goodness, that's more than feasible and possible. Can you imagine if everyone just in this room, not even second service, if everybody in this room just went and led one people to Jesus in 2018, we'd already be there. If everybody in this room just did that one thing, just led one person to Christ, just brought one person to the house of the Lord, and they remained, this church would be at 1,000 people by Christmas. If right now, those that are watching by television, if just 10% actually came that watched the television program every single week, we would add almost 600 people to the congregation every single Sunday morning. If the folks that are live streaming between 1 and 200, sometimes 300 people watch live stream, if they were in the building, we would already be at 1,000 people.
See, so the reality is that God's plan is to grow. God's plan is to have more people. Somebody said to me once, well, you know, I only like small churches. So I'm going to move on. And I said, really? So you don't want God to, you don't want God to save people? Well, what do you mean by that? Because if people are getting saved in a small church, it doesn't stay small long. So that means you're going to leave that one. Then you're going to have to leave another one if God's will is happening. Then you're going to have to leave another one. You never plant your, come on now, you'll never plant your tree. And a tree that is always being pulled up by its root will never produce fruit. Now you could quote that one. A tree that is pulled up by its root does not produce fruit. So God wants you stable in the body of Christ. So here's the plan of heaven. Here's the architectural design. Here's what God has said. This is what I want my church to be. There is no more greater arrogance in the world today than churches that are changing God's blueprint to make it so that they can have what they want. I want you to see that we are an Acts 2 church. I think I need you to understand where we are in divine connections with the church. Remember what it said in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and it was very clear. It said, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And in this house, we definitely keep people in the apostles' doctrine. Turn to someone and say, steadfast. 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 What does that mean? That means that you're not going to be moved. That means as you start to learn, you're not going to retract. That means when you finish a class, you don't stop classing. You find another class because you want to grow in the kingdom of God. You see, steadfastly means that you are immovable, that you are moving forward, and that God is going to use you on a continual, consistent basis. You've heard me say this for 20 years. You ready? Consistency is everything. If the body of Christ can get back to a place of consistency, steadfastness, then it doesn't matter what the devil really against you, you'll always walk away in absolute victory. In this house, we remain in the Apostles' Doctrine. It's called the Next Steps Program. You see, we believe in what God has established here. Next Steps is rock solid faith. That's step number one. Step number two, they're in Miss Carler's class on finances right now. Most people's problems in their lives, and number one and number two reason for divorce, or number two reason for divorce, is money. You see, the church has gotten so far into debt that we aren't understanding how God wants us blessed and not cursed. So we've got to learn. Turn to someone and say, you got to learn. The day you stop learning is the day you start dying. The Bible says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. And in this house, there are so many classes for you to take so that you can grow up in Christ. The next one is they prayed together. Man, this house believes in prayer. Every Monday through Thursday from 6:15 to 6:21, from the last 5 years, you can call in from wherever you are on the phone line. We have people calling in from all over the country, some from out of the country. And they're calling in at 6:15 a.m. And they're participating with prayer. Man, I want you to see. Jump on Facebook tomorrow morning. You'll see the phone number. I believe there's a connection little card you can get out at the hub of the phone number. Call in on Monday morning. Call in on Tuesday. We believe in the power of prayer Wednesday and Thursday. You see, we believe that God answers prayer, that the fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. We believe that this church must be based on prayer, for the Bible says that Jesus was zealous for the house. It was called the house of prayer. It's time for the church to arise in prayer like we've never done before. Can I hear an amen? Amen. The Bible then says, you know, that we've got to make sure that we're fellowshipping and breaking of bread. And that's where I want to get to today. All of that was introduction. 2 hours left and we're done. The book of Acts, the Lord showed us that unity and growth are priority. This is what I've told my staff for years. If you don't grow, you got to go. And I mean it. If my staff is not growing, then they're going to go. I'll fire them. I'll let them go with the love of the Lord. May the Lord bless between me and thee until we see each other in eternity. God bless you. Why? Because an individual on staff that is not growing is an individual that cannot grow the kingdom of God. Because you can only grow as high as the person you're submitted under. Oop, you're awful quiet this morning. Bible says here in Acts chapter 2, verse 46 and 47, so they continued daily with one accord in the temple, breaking bread from house to house. They ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. See, there are keys here that I want to talk about. Number one is this. It says this. They continued daily with one accord in the temple. Do you know what that means? They went to church every day.
What?
That's a tough one for the one every other 3 weeks. Every single day. You see, if you want to grow, I'm not saying you got to go to church every day, but in those days, they went to church every single day. They were in the temple every single day. Well, what did that do for them? Who you surround yourself around is who you become like. You see, so many of us, we live our lives around individuals that we should not be living life around. Some of us, we have to because we work. But greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. Amen? So there comes a time when you've got to obey God and be faithful to the house of the Lord. And number two, it says this, the breaking of bread from house to house. And this is where we're going to be this morning. This is our second announcement. We're launching something in a way we've never launched it before, and it's called groups. One thing I love about God, shout out loud with me, groups. One thing I've learned about God's Holy Spirit is he speaks the same thing all over the nation at the same time. I was just in Idaho not too long ago, and actually, they were launching groups. We had already started. I was down in Florida. They're starting groups. All the same name and everything. It's amazing how God is speaking the same thing all over the nation. Why is he doing that? Because time is short. Jesus is coming soon. The trumpet of God is going to sound. The dead in Christ are going to rise first, and those that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air. So shall we encourage one another with these words. There's a time, and it's very close, that Jesus is coming soon. And if the church has ever brought in a harvest, it's got to happen right now. You see, and we're going to have them pass out their magazines right now. Every family, one per family, please. We're going to pass out these magazines for you. They're amazing magazines of who we are as his tabernacle as we are getting ready to fellowship and break bread together. You see, it wasn't just going to church. It was that they learned how to build relationships, divine connections in their lives. I don't know if you realize it, but in this room right now, your connection, your divine connection that God has for you to bring you to the next place of your destiny could be sitting no more than 30 feet. And you will never know it until you position yourself for a divine connection. It doesn't take much to have God propel you. You know, it's amazing. You can have a large boulder on the side of a hill held back by one pebble. And if you just remove that one pebble, you will automatically have the bowling down of that massive boulder. And that's many times what's happening in our lives. God's divine connections are so close to us, but we've never learned how to connect with them. Therefore, we remain in the same position that we're at. So we're going to start these divine connections this year. If you'll open if you'll look at the front cover, it says His Tabernacle Family Church 2018, the year of divine connections. What are the three things we do? We love God, save souls, and develop leaders. Inside, when you open it up, you'll find that the table of contents, the destiny statement, is right there for you. And then we have for you the next steps. This is that first part of Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they remain steadfast in the apostles' doctrine. This is how you remain steadfast in the apostles' doctrine, through the next steps program of His Tabernacle Family Church. We believe so much in you getting solid in your faith that every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m., and every Thursday night at 6 p.m., we're teaching the same class. Why? We don't want you to say that you didn't have time. Amen. You're awful quiet. You turn the next page, you're going to see the groups that are normal here, which we have on a consistent every week basis. men's group every single week, every Wednesday night. It's held at the Way Church over in Elmira Heights. That's, and dinner is provided. Men, I think they had, what did they have a few weeks ago? Where's Dean? Dean, you had what? Beaver stew, glory to God. The men had beaver stew a few weeks ago. They also have breakfast every Tuesday morning. And then we have a women's group. Ladies, I hear so many people saying to me, ladies saying to me, well, you know, I don't know anybody in that church, and I haven't connected with anybody. Listen, every Thursday night is women's Bible study held by Sister Banfield, Chris Banfield, who's a Bible school graduate. She has a degree in Bible. Man, she knows what she's talking about. She has other teachers and ladies that help her as well. There's a women's fellowship, stay-at-home moms. Moms, if you have a baby, married or unmarried, don't matter. If you got a baby, we have a group for you. Come on now, stand up there, young lady. There she is right there. Wave at everybody. Very good. Jody Smith, she's right there. She's in charge of the of that group. Oh, wait a minute. You're not alone, right? Where is she? She's in the classroom. So we just want you to know that right there, Kelly Brown, you have all your emails available, young ladies who have babies. You don't have to feel like you're all by yourself. We have other activities. Listen, you'll never see anything more fun than watching Pastor Bryson Craig ride bicycle. He is very tall. We have a bicycle activity group. We have a hiking group, a fishing group, game night group. His Line Crossers motorcycle is Brother Brad Garrett here. There he is in the back. Stand up, Brother Brad, and wave at everybody. This young man right there is leading the motorcycle ministry of the church. We have senior breakfast tomorrow morning. Amen. Senior breakfast. If you are over 50 years old, that means you're a senior and old. Thank you, Jesus. Breakfast at the crack. At Cracker Barrel, right there at 9 a.m., we take up almost the entire side of Cracker Barrel with everybody just hanging out, laughing, talking, getting to know each other. Listen, you need friends. You need godly friends. Some of you have friends you need to get rid of. Say amen or oh my. And then we've got groups. If you'll turn the next page, it says groups, and we've broken it up into counties. There are so many counties in this church. In fact, we don't even have Ithaca in here yet, but we're going to have Ithaca groups up here. We're going to print one more of these here halfway through the year. And it shows you there are kid-friendly ones and pet-friendly ones. A pet is present in case you got allergies. You got Chemung County. You got the Barabies. You got the Browns. You got the Bulls. You got the Davises. You got the Deckers. You got the Flats. You got the G's. You got the G's. You got the Gilbert. You got the Girardi. You got the Greens. You got the Johnson. You got the Cohen. You got the Mayhood. You got the Ostrand. The Pelton. The Perry. The Ramsey. The Savard. Ah, Savard. Glory to God. And then the Tuckas and the Waters and the Wheelers and the... I can't even say your name, Nathan. I love you, but I still can't pronounce it. Nathan's. Supen County. Here we go. The Kinneys, the Wallenbacks, the Schuyler County, the Pruitts, the Vonderchecks, Tioga County, the Craigs, Van Orman. Ah, Van Orman, Diane Van Orman. Bradford County, Pennsylvania, the Bennetts, the Larsons, and Scardinia. My goodness. Listen, these are groups that you can join. They're happening every other week. It's not like you got to go there and pitch a tent. You can go there, get to meet people, and you know what? You can pop around from group to group, get to know people, and develop relationships. It's a lot of fun. In fact, what's going to happen is you can sign up online even today. Go to histabernacle.com, find groups. You can sign up for any of those groups, as well as all of the leaders are walking around with little cards that say, "Join my group." They look like this. Groups. You are invited. Amen. Who's this one for? Nobody. Okay. No name. So that's generic. Here we go. We also have Awaken Young Adults. If you are 18 to 30, we got a group just for you. Man, they have so much fun. If you're going to, don't you miss tonight, man. Tonight is waffle night. Pastor Chad preaches down the gospel of Christ. It is awesome. You don't want to miss it. As well as Uproar, that's our teenage ministry. That is an amazing experience. We also have Matthew 25, which feeds, and the Raw ministry, and that's 9 to 11-year-olds. They have up to how many kids? They have just the Raw, 9 to 11 have up to up to 100 children. Isn't that amazing? That just want to grow and know God. We also have serve teams, outreach ministry, Pastor Chad, Matthew 25, Summer Parks Program, Raw. We have Fusion, which is Pastor Dan, which is people care, ushers, greeters, hosts. Listen, the hub. If you're saying, well, I don't know what to do. Listen, if you can clean a toilet, baby, we got something for you to do. Glory to Jesus. There's nothing more powerful than praying for the throne. Glory to God. Every time somebody sits on there, Jesus, I release the anointing of the Holy Ghost. We have worship and fine arts, choir, worship team. Gentlemen, I'd like to see some men up on this choir. We actually have one more riser we'd like to put up. We need to have some men on the choir riser. Can I hear an amen? Drama ministry, dance ministry, no tutus. Glory to God. Building and grounds, Brother Josiah Skankel, the bus ministry. We have the uproar, his kid, Susan Bull, ministering to 270 children per month. Glory to God. Discipleship with Mindy Spencer. Who is Mindy? There she is, right in the front row. Hospitality. Man, they cooked some fine meals for the local pastors this last week. Media team with Kenny Mayhood, with a video team and the sound team. The creative team with Corey Pelton. Video editing, photography, graphic design, social media coordination. We also have a Bible school in our church. You can earn all the way up through. That's our Bible school students. We have a bunch of students all the way from Texas. Rochester's represented. We're believing God to fill it with even more. We have our empowering pastors. If you are a leader in the church, you want to get some leadership training. Literally, I'm not even exaggerating. It is the only leadership training that we can find in this entire region. That's it. It's the only class that's being taught on a consistent basis of leadership every single week. And I challenge you, if you're a business owner, we have at least 3 or 4 millionaires that come every Tuesday, as well as pastors from all over the region come to be trained, as well as pastors from Mexico that are being trained. Belize is being trained. We also have Colorado that's involved. We have people all over the United States that are participating. We have also right here the weekly schedule. Listen, this is so powerful. This right here is your opportunity to learn how to be part of a group. This is the plan of heaven. Turn to someone and say, the plan of heaven. But I don't have time. If you have no time, then you're too busy. If you have no time, then you're too busy. We've got to come to a place in our life where we seek ye first the kingdom of God. Listen, all these things of the world will be added unto you when you seek God first. You'll find that God will open opportunity for you, the divine connections in the house for you, and God will bless you as you and I walk in his ways, in his will. And what I love so much, even as we obey, is that last portion of that verse in Acts chapter 2, and it says this, and God added, the Lord added to his church daily. You see, I'm believing God that we're going to come to a place where we can overtake this region in the name of Jesus. That the church will not be seen as weak, but the church will be who she is. And that is the proud, the powerful, the anointed people of God that are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ and bringing forth and moving in signs and wonders, that God's name will be lifted high. And Jesus said, if his name is lifted high, he'll draw all men to himself. It's time to be the church. Can I hear an amen? You see, God wants to bless you with encouragement. God wants to bless you with personal care. God wants to bless you with a tighter family experience in this house. He wants to give you some friends that will last not just on this world, but into eternity. And we also want to see groups be part of an evangelistic program. What does that mean? Some of your friends will never come to church on a Sunday morning, but they'll go to a house with you. They'll go to a group with you. And they'll be able to build relationships and be able to be introduced to the gospel of Christ, and that Christians aren't nuts. We are the brilliant people. Can I hear an amen? And when they do that, they're going to get saved. Then they're going to be added to the church daily. I believe that God wants to do this. I see that this is as the plan that heaven has put together, that the great architect has developed, that the great engineer of the kingdom of God has said, this is what my church will look like. And if we do it the way God says it, we will be an Acts 2 church. We'll be a church that follows the plans of heaven. And we'll see the blueprint come to fruition as the building. When we build our house upon the rock, when the wind blows and the winds come, it will not be shaken. It will not fall, for the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. You see, I believe in who this house is. My wife and I have spent 20 years sowing. We're not sowing for any other reason but to see God's kingdom come. And I'll be honest with you, if I didn't believe that we can take and do what God has called us to do, I'd pack up and go home and let somebody else pastor. But I'm here because I know what God has said, and I've watched God do, and I've watched what God is going to plan and how God is going to unveil it. And this is part of the program. You and I need to say, Lord, I want to obey Acts 2:42. I don't know what group I'm going to join, but I'm going to join one before the end of March. I'm going to participate. I'm going to get involved. I'm going to build relationships. I'm going to bring my friends. And God, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Can I hear an amen? Oh my. Hallelujah. Father, today we thank you so much for your church. We're not accidental. We're not just fondling through the world, but God, we are standing up, Lord, with our head high and our shoulders back, anointed by the Holy Ghost and with power. Lord, we're doing your will and doing your work. This is not our church. This is your church. It is not our life. It is your life, for we've been bought with a price. In the name of Jesus, we just ask in your name that you will move on our behalf, that you will use us, that you'll bring divine connections even within the house to propel us to a new plane in destiny in Jesus' name. God, you have blessed us so much with salvation. But Lord, it's not just about going to heaven. Lord, it's about taking as many with us as we can. Lord, we want the devil to know that we are a foe and that we've already been more than conquerors through Christ Jesus our Lord. And we will overcome and do the will of God. And that, Father, you'll be so proud of your saints for obeying your words. So, Lord, today in Jesus' name, we ask that this word will seep into each heart. Lord, that the devil will not be able to disconnect and short-circuit anybody in this church. But that, Lord God, each one of us that are fitly formed together because we are the body of Christ, Lord, we'll do your will and your work, that when you crack the eastern sky, Lord, we're going to tail behind us a whole crew of people that we snatch from Lucifer's lair in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that we are the church of destiny. We are the church of purpose. And that, Lord, you have called us, anointed us to do your will and your work in Jesus' name. With your heads bowed and your eyes closed, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, I'm not asking you to join a church. I'm not asking you to join religion. I want you to know God so that you can understand why you're here on this planet. You see, it's not enough to suck air, make a few dollars, and get buried. You see, God has a plan for you. That's why you were born at this very moment of time in history, to fulfill a divine call on your life. And that is what we're here for, to equip you for that call, to bring you to unity into that call, and to grow you up in Christ so that you can call those things which are not as though they already are. Today, if you do not know Jesus as your Savior, you'd like to accept him into your life this morning. I'd like you to slide your hand up this morning. I want to lead you to the best friend you're ever going to have, the start of the adventure of your life, and that is following Jesus all the way. Is there anyone in the room this morning that doesn't know Jesus as their Savior? You like him in your heart. I'm not going to wait real long. Come on, bring your hand to the air. Is there anyone that would like to receive the Lord? Bring your hand into the air. 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's all stand to our feet. Out in the foyer today, I believe there are cupcakes. Celebrating 20 years. 20 years ago, we started meeting at the Holiday Inn right here in Horseheads with 5 people. It's amazing how what God can do and what God is going to do is even more amazing. Amen. So, Father, I release blessing upon your house of destiny. I release blessing upon your house of vision. Lord, each one, as we step out into this world today, as we're filled with the Holy Ghost and with power, that Jesus, we will call those things that are not as though they already are. Lord, when the devil comes against us one way, he's going to have to flee 7. When sickness tries to knock on our door, we'll bind it and cast it off in Jesus' name. And we'll live a whole life as you have promised in your name. Lord, we pray for those who have broken hearts. Heal their broken heart this morning in the name of Jesus. God, only you can touch the inner man. So, Lord, move by your Spirit. Lord, we just love you. We honor you. We thank you for the ability to serve the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in Jesus' name. And everybody said, the prayer team's around the front of the altar. If you need prayer for anything this morning, we want to lay hands on you, minister to you. Have an awesome day. Serve God with all of your heart. Make sure you shout unto God with a voice of triumph.